Hello and welcome back to Strategic Investor Radio here on OC Talk Radio. We're grateful you've joined us today, and we're talking again about the fourth annual Liquid Alternative Invest Strategy Summit to be held on May 1st in New York City. We're speaking with one of the speakers at the conference, Sal Bruno, Chief Investment Officer of Index IQ. Sal, welcome to Strategic Investor Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So, Sal, Index IQ has a significant amount of assets under management. It's all about diversified hedge fund opportunities through a single ETF. What will you be speaking about at the conference?
Well, we think it's really important for investors, especially in this environment and the volatility that we've seen over the past several months, to think about how they want to help cushion some of their downside. And we think that hedge fund strategies, particularly those delivered in the ETF wrapper, could be really compelling alternatives for folks to try and have easy access into some of these strategies. So our largest and oldest ETF is QAI, and that's a hedge fund-like alternative. So basically what it does is we look across six different hedge fund strategies, and we try to determine what are the key factors that are driving the returns for those particular hedge fund strategies. And then using other ETFs, we can actually get exposure to those factors in a very liquid and easy-to-access manner. So when we put them all together, all six strategies, we deliver a return experience that's similar from a return, a risk, and a diversification perspective to a broad hedge fund index.
So, Sal, let's ask you a question here. The people you're going to be speaking to are going to be RIAs and the like, people who work with clients, and they are not the most aggressive people on the planet when it comes to investing. And you have, with your strategy QAI, you have a strategy that has six hedge fund strategies that are not the normal strategies somebody sees in Vanguard and T. Rowe Price and PIMCO, etc. What do you find to be the greatest objections by RIAs and other investment advisors to embracing what you guys offer?
Well, I think pretty much, and this is kind of true across the board, I think, for alternatives, it's just education and having people understand what we're trying to do. And really what were hedge funds originally designed to do was really not to try to deliver 20, 30% excess returns per year. The word hedge means to reduce risk. And that's what hedge funds were really originally meant to do. And that's what our strategies are designed to do, to help reduce risk and provide cushion on the downside. So to us, it's all about education, making sure people understand what is the right role of alternatives in their portfolio, and how can using something like QAI with its lower volatility profile actually help to reduce some of the risk in their portfolio while still keeping some exposure to the market so that you're participating in some of the upside.
So tell us, who invests in QAI and why?
We have a diverse group of investors. Many of them are RIAs. We have found that RIAs tend to be rapid or early adopters of different strategies. And so we've had good success going out, talking to them and raising assets there. We also have had success on the wirehouse platform. So FAs use our strategies, because what's nice about QAI and some of the other strategies we have is they deliver the hedge fund-like experience without a lot of the drawbacks of traditional hedge funds. So we have intraday liquidity. We have full transparency into the holdings on a daily basis. The fees are very compelling, as a 53 basis point management fee with no performance fees, and then the tax efficiency. So for taxable investors who are concerned about getting a K-1 or having to pay a tax on the capital gain distribution, QAI distributes anything, dividends and income, via 1099 form. And because it's in the ETF wrapper, it tends to be more tax efficient. So we have not paid out any capital gains since inception in QAI.
Very interesting, and a great point here. So for those who would like to know more about QAI and about Index IQ, where can they go?
They can go to IQETFS.com.
IQETFS as in Samuel?
Yes, IQETFS.com.
Okay, very good. And so final words for our listeners here about the conference and QAI here, Sal.
We're really looking forward to the conference. We think it's going to be a great event. We look forward to connecting and again, helping to continue the education so people understand what are some of the options that are out there for them to try to reduce some of the volatility in their portfolio.
And are you going to be available for a little Q&A and people who want to meet you and have some questions?
Absolutely.
Well, Sal, thank you very much for joining us. For those who would like more information about the conference itself, they can go to jveventsgroup.com. That's the letter J, the letter V as in Victor, eventsgroup.com for more information on the conference. And Sal, thank you again for joining us. We offer our best wishes for your presentation and the entire conference to be a great success.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.
So thanks to Sal Bruno, Chief Investment Officer of Index IQ, for joining us today. You're listening to Strategic Investor Radio on OC Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.